From the Treasure Coast to the Gold Coast, News Talk 850 WFTL West Palm Beach and WRMF HD2 Palm Beach, 850WFTL.com.
Deadly southern weather. Trump is tweeting. I'm Christopher Cruz. 11 people have been killed in severe weather overnight in southern Georgia near the Florida border. As many as 23 were injured. Correspondent Pat Piper has the latest.
Georgia's Emergency Management Agency says 4 people died Saturday night when severe storms moved through the state. They do say it's too early to point to tornado activity as being the cause of the 7 other deaths early Sunday morning. A flash flood watch is in effect through tonight.
The deaths happened in Cook, Brooks, and Berrien counties. Other injuries were reported as storms also damaged homes and buildings in Louisiana, Texas, and Alabama. The storms happened the day after 4 people were killed when a tornado ripped through 3 counties in southern Mississippi. President Trump is back on Twitter this morning, responding to the hundreds of thousands of people who gathered in hundreds of cities throughout the world yesterday. He asked, "Why didn't these people vote?" He also tweeted about the strong television ratings for his inauguration. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-467-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-467-5558. 1-800-467-5558.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Show studios, Phil Cannella and Joanne Small have your market crash prevention plan. Saturdays at 10 a.m. on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer & Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer & Associates.
That's Kenton. All right. I'm Karen Curtis. Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. And I'm joined with Attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right, good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, why would anyone run for the board of directors, right? Something to think about. By the way, it was... Karen, what a time of year this is.
Yes.
I'm literally running from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. And we are meeting so many fans of the show, and everybody has such wonderful comments to make. And please know how much we appreciate it. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Karen, I'm feeling different this week.
I don't know.
I can't explain it.
It's the
best I felt in 8 years. What's that about?
Somebody different in the White House,
I think it is. Something different, right? Well, he got sworn in on Friday. Trump gets sworn in on Friday. And I guess, you know, we're still alive. The Earth is still spinning,
yep.
right?
Uh-huh. Yep. And he's still alive.
And he's still alive.
They said the
yeah.
drone was going to take him out.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the libs were wrong that life as we know it would immediately cease to exist once he gets sworn in. But I have to say, I'm proud. You heard Brandon start the show today, and
uh-huh.
I'm proud of my 11-year-old son, Brandon, because on Friday he was asked to write an essay, and he wrote about our new president in school, and he sounded just like his father. It's funny. 11 years old, he says he knows Trump has a lot of great ideas, but he's concerned that he's not going to get to all of them because the first has to fix all of Obama's bad ideas.
Yeah.
He then thinks Bernie Sanders has to think before he talks because he complains that things should be free, but he doesn't realize that people who actually have money are going to have to pay for them. Nothing is free. And then he states in big, bold letters, how dare people compare Trump to Hitler? Hitler did the worst thing ever in history. And I'm so proud of him for saying that. It drives me nuts when I see, actually, somebody say that about our president of the United States. Imagine comparing him to Hitler.
So what did he get on the paper, I'm sure? An F?
probably, right. And let's just say he wrote it in an environment that certainly is not pro-Trump, but good for him. Don't be afraid to speak up, Brandon. That's the lesson for the day.
And, you know, he's only 1 year older than Barron.
That's right. Barron's a big kid.
Oh, my God, he's tall.
Right?
Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, many Democratic congressmen did not show Trump the respect and refused to attend the inauguration. I think it's, what, 67? And then 217 people arrested in rioting.
Can you believe that?
But they were
like that?
Felony riot
yep.
arrest.
Yep,
I mean, they
good.
Were not messing around. They have
yep.
a felony now.
But can you believe the congressman? Here they are screaming about how they demand that Trump listen to their left-wing agenda and how evil he is. And these same people wouldn't even show respect simply to the office of the president itself by attending the election. And I'm telling you, from the get-go, they're trying to undermine the election by still clinging to this stupid position that the Russians somehow stole the election from Hillary. But how sad and pathetic is that for a congressman or a congresswoman to do? What kind of a poor example is that for children who should be taught, you know, to respect the office of the president and to lose gracefully in life? You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to lose once in a while.
Right, you are.
And always lose with your head held high. You know, this is teaching kids just the opposite. What are they teaching them? If you lose, don't accept it. Malign the person who beat you fair and square, and instead make up fake reasons why you lost, right?
Yeah, nothing about Debbie Wasserman Schultz actually stealing away the election from Bernie Sanders. Yeah,
right, not
nothing
a word about that,
free,
right?
You know, the answers
nothing.
To questions and the debate and all the stuff that actually
right?
came out.
But what is this doing to them? You're telling them, you're teaching them, it's not your fault that you lost. It's
yeah.
the system that cheated you.
Oh,
and that's why our kids are growing up unable to accept any defeat whatsoever.
Oh, maybe they learned
up so soft.
They learned that from Obama. Remember when he won, he said that the Republicans now have to sit at the back of the bus.
Let me tell you, I remember it well, and the Republicans are going to remember that Obamacare was rammed down the throats.
Don't read
the
it, just
people.
Vote for it. We'll read it later.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pass it to know what's in it, right? And it was rammed down the throats of the American people, despite the fact that there wasn't a single Republican in favor of it. And that's why that's about to happen the other way now. You're going to see legislation get passed without a single Democrat vote. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be like this his entire presidency or for however long the Republicans control both houses. But the Democrats, really, they have nobody to blame but themselves and their hard left agenda. Karen, video. Right now.
Wait.
He's talking of illegal immigration and the need to close the borders and to protect American workers. I swear to you, it was exactly, and I mean exactly, as if Trump was speaking today. And the question is, where did that Democratic Party go?
Exactly. And that's why the Democrats have lost 1,000 seats in state legislatures throughout the country. But what do you think about the women marching in Washington yesterday for women's rights and Madonna saying, I've had thoughts of blowing up the White House?
Can you imagine the women who are marching in the parade used Madonna as their spokesperson and role model? Who has done more to harm the image of a woman than Madonna?
Oh,
right?
A sex book.
But it's amazing. It's incredible that these same women that marched yesterday and who voted for, they wound up voting for the woman who took millions of dollars from countries that would never allow a woman to be in a parade for women's rights or vote or work or even drive a car. And that is hypocritical and that is misguided. But you know why women marched in the United States yesterday?
Why?
Because they can.
Yeah. Wait, and
they
I don't
know
even think...
very well, Karen. Yeah, sorry.
I don't
ahead.
Even think many of them voted.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't. But they know they very well that women in the United States have equal rights and more rights as women than any country in the world. And these are not women who really believe they don't have equal rights. I don't believe that for a second. These are women who are still angry that their candidate lost and they still can't cope with it. And by the way, you want some proof that women have equal rights? How about this? As we speak right now, there are more women in law schools in the United States than there are men. Women are going to be dominating the legal industry soon. And you think those stats are the same in countries that Hillary took money from? Yeah, I doubt it. So how about this? Grab a pen. All those women who marched yesterday or helped assemble the march, grab a pen because I want to speak to them directly. Go organize the same march in a country that it would actually do you some good and where the women who actually live there really need your help. So here's a few countries where marches need to be organized right away. Why not start in Iran, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar? Let's just start with those countries and then come back in a few weeks and let me know how your march worked out, or tell me if you were able to actually get your marches off the ground, and then come back and tell me how you feel about the United States of America as a woman. I'd love to hear from it. And today, I got to tell you, I'm so burned up about it that I'd love today if just one woman called in and said, I'm a woman, I can be all I want to be in this country, and I couldn't be prouder to be an American. Just one.
I'm a woman. Love to hear it. I can be all I want to be in this country, and I couldn't be prouder to be an American.
There you go. All right. Love somebody to say it. Well, let's take our first caller of the day. Not a woman. Mark from West Palm Beach.
Good morning. I have a question about prohibited fruit trees in my gated community here in West Palm Beach. Can I give you a little history?
Quick.
Yeah. About 20 years ago, when the association was first formed, the backyard was our responsibility. The front yard was taken care of by the association. We were not allowed to make any changes to the front yard, only the backyard. And over the years, they've taken over the backyard maintenance, too. But at the initially, there were no restrictions on any trees. Now they have added more and more restrictions on fruit trees, cactus, whatever. And it says on the newest restriction that all fruit trees are prohibited. And if you have any plants, even in your backyard, which used to be our domain only, you have to remove them. Is that legal? Is that vague when they say all fruit trees?
Okay, let's say this. Let's slow it down. Bottom line is this is on your own private property, right? It's your backyard. You control it. It's not part of the common elements. So I would take the position that if your governing documents are not amended to actually prohibit that in your own backyard, it probably can't be done. The board of directors can make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the common areas in your community, no problem. So in other words, if they said no fruit trees, perhaps on the common areas, that might be allowed, and even then they'd have to come up with a reason for doing so that relates to the health, welfare, and safety of the community. You know, I don't know if they can or they can't, but in terms of getting it changed for your own backyard and what you can and can't grow in your own backyard, I would say that's something that has to be changed by a vote of the community, probably two-thirds or three-quarters, by changing and making amendments to your Declaration of Covenants. But, Mark, we got to take our first break. Really want to hear from the women today. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. The number to call to talk to Eric and get some free advice, Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. And if you just want to call the office and get help through the office, and Eric, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Go ahead, Eric.
All right. How about we go to Gail in Fort Myers Beach. How are you, Gail?
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Our condo association was soliciting bids for new management company,
yeah.
And one of the board members emailed the hourly rate of the existing management company to three of the bidders. And he also included another board member on the email who did not report it to the rest of the board. And many people, the rest of the board, feel this is unethical and actually would be considered collusion to give this information because it was confidential, because it gave him an unfair playing ground, unfair advantage. But the director who did it, he claims he did nothing wrong since the financial statements were posted, and he would consider that to be public information. However, those financials were only posted during the budget process, and it was posted for the owners, not for, you know, vendors to come in.
Yeah.
So I wondered, do you think that the hourly rate of the existing management company is confidential information? And or do you think this would be unethical practice and considered collusion? And should anything be done about this director and also the director who did not copy, who was copying on the email, since I feel that that person had a responsibility to the association to report this to the board?
I can just tell you,
so
under the statute, under the statute, the amount that you pay to your management company is not confidential. Any unit owner can see it. The question is, you know, did he do the right thing in giving one specific vendor an advantage over the others? In other words, you know, my guess, does he know, does this director who did that have an in or have, you know, a favorite? Is this management company his particular favorite?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I figured, and that's why he went that way. But, yeah, probably didn't do the right thing. In other words, now not everybody is on the same level playing field when they're sending in a bid for the community. So now, probably a good idea, to, as long as one vendor has it, distribute that information to everybody. I don't think it's a big idea, a big problem at all if a vendor knows what you're paying right now. I don't think that harms the process at all, because generally, management rates, they don't differ all that much across the board, quite frankly. So I think any vendor generally who's been doing this for a while, they kind of know what you're paying anyway, to tell you the truth. But if you're going to give that advantage to one vendor, give it to all. But the information, to answer your question directly, there is nothing in the statute that makes that number, that amount that you're paying, confidential. In fact, It specifically states that that information is not confidential. So, again, it just boils down to poor practice.
You know, it's open to owners, but...
Right. But any owner could have given that information to the vendor, including that board member.
You don't think that was unethical practice?
Yeah, I think it was wrong. I don't know if it's unethical. I think it was wrong because it gave one specific vendor an unfair advantage. And, yeah, I think the board should chastise him for it. But did he violate the statute? No. Did he violate the proper way of doing things as a board member? Yes, because he went behind the backs of the other board members and did something that the board members didn't want him to do. So, yeah, was he wrong? Sure, he was wrong. Did he violate the statute? No.
Okay, thank you for that. But what about the director who was copied on it, who did not take that information and report that to the rest of the board?
Right, probably should have. Absolutely, because now it makes it look like director number two is in collusion with director number one. So I get you.
Right.
Yeah, certainly should have brought it to everybody's attention. It was certainly worthwhile and needed to be done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gail. Thanks for calling in. All right, how about we go to, was it Sebastian in Plantation?
Yes, hi.
How are you, Sebastian?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is, about 3 years ago, the board voted to allow pets. So can they charge one price for a dog and another price for a cat?
The board voted to allow pets a couple of years ago. That's the first issue. What does your declaration of condominium say about pets? Did it mention anything about pets in there? Did it say you can or can't have pets? Because most documents do.
Well, okay, that was under rules and regulations. So they were allowed to.
So they amended it. Okay, so if your documents, this is actually a good call. If your documents say nothing, if your original documents say nothing about pets, but it leaves some room for the board to make rules, because the board, there's a case out there that says where your documents are silent, there's an arbitration case that says where the docs are silent and the bylaws of the community allow the board to make reasonable rules and regulations, not just of the common areas, but of units, okay, of units as well, then the board has the right to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding pets. So a board can make any rule they want that says, yes, no dogs, but cats are allowed. That would be legal, okay, for them to do that. But let me change it up a little bit. There's another case out there that says where your governing documents specifically say no pets, right? The board cannot say, but wait a minute, we're going to allow cats but not dogs. Because by allowing cats, guess what? You've just allowed dogs as well. So you got to know the difference, okay? But a very interesting topic. This came up at our last seminar, as a matter of fact. So bottom line, where you have a declaration of condominium that is silent, you look to the bylaws to see if the board has the rights to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding units. Hold on. If they do, the board can make reasonable rules regarding pets. That's the bottom line.
Okay. So that means they could charge one fee for a cat and a different fee for a dog?
They might, if it's considered a reasonable rule, we'd have to figure out why. Again, it would have to be related to the health, welfare, and safety of the community. I'd have to know a lot more in order to give you an opinion on that, but you know, as to what their thinking is. But can't do it on this phone call. Give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. We got to take another call. We got to go to Tony. Is it Holmes Beach?
Holmes Beach, yes.
Where's Holmes Beach, Tony?
Service animals versus emotional support animals, or ESAs. We currently do not allow pets in our pool area or pool deck in our condo association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking if someone wanted to bring a service animal on the deck, we would have to allow it.
That's right.
But my question is about emotional support animals. Would we have to allow those as well?
Same exact thing. Now, again, under the Fair Housing Act, everything's basically called. There's no real distinction in effect, and as long as that medical note is there, as long as they have the proof that the animal is needed, the animal gets to go wherever the unit owner is allowed to go. Okay, so yes, the unit owner is allowed on that pool deck, even if it's an emotional support animal. Then the pet gets to go there too. Now, not in the water. Yes, sometimes you have people that believe that their emotional support animal has a right to swim in the pool. They don't. Okay. that's where the law draws the line, because there's health issues that that can affect the people that are actually swimming in the pool. But they have a right to be on that pool deck if the unit owner has the right to be on the pool deck, even if it's an emotional support animal.
Thank you very much.
You got it. All right, how about we go to Rivi in Toronto? We're going out of the country today. How are you, Rivi?
Hi, Eric. Considering what's in Oz, our prime minister, thank God Trump is in the White House. Now, to all those ridiculous, foolish women who marched in protest of Trump, probably not even knowing what they were marching for, other than I believe there was marijuana handed out in Washington, D.C. to some of them. So,
did you see some of the vulgar signs? It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I had heard that to some of the protesters, marijuana was held out. Maybe not to the women, but to some of them.
Right.
Anyway, to all these foolish, ridiculous women, taken from the two women who almost, with your help, and with the help of another woman, Penny Mays, single-handedly fought their condo association for almost 10 years, not paying maintenance, by holding the association responsible for their negligence.
Yes,
and
you did.
And we didn't do it by protesting and waving placards. We did it by withholding money. We did it by having every shred of paperwork and evidence and documentation. And we did it legally. And we won. And we're still winning because you are still holding the money in trust because they haven't done the work they're supposed to in accordance with our settlement.
That's a whole separate story. But, you know, you have
our permission to tell our story.
Yeah, you have a unique position.
That's how you fight, and that's how you win.
Right, not by marching in the streets about things that really don't exist.
There was a protest against our horrendous, you know the one, property manager and the management at the gate, and I went because, you know, it was still my neighbors and my friends, and I wanted to see what was going on. I actively didn't participate. She did have a lot of people arrested. That alone did not change what needed to be changed. It helped people express their frustration and anger. It's a very nice social way to vent, but it doesn't get done.
Rivi, you're an attorney yourself. I mean, you believe a woman could be all they want to be in the United States of America?
Well, I think that can be shown. I think economics are far more of a drawback for women. You know, whether you have money or not, look, I did what it took to cover legal fees, you know, and other things had to go by the wayside. I think the lack of money is far more of a barrier than what your gender is anymore.
Very good. It's a great comment.
And I also think that women have to take power. I know of people who will spout women's rights and radical feminism, and in their own lives, they will not leave an abusive relationship.
Oh, great. Gotcha.
And you know what? You have to start with yourself. If you don't demand what you feel is your own rights, your own dignity, what you are entitled to, not just as a woman, but as a human being,
yep,
then don't expect it handed to you on a silver platter.
Rivi, way to go. Great comments. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you be? Licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, the election season is here. Karen, believe me, I am exhausted from it, running from place to place. And remember, for both condominiums and HOAs, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. One way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification class that now has certified over 11,000 Floridians. I think it's actually closer to 12,000. But again, we have big news for community association managers. Our class was also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit for all community association managers that attend.
Yes.
When's the next class, Karen?
All right. This is a free class, February 9th, at the Condo Craze and HOA's Board Cert class at the Hard Rock in Hollywood.
And that is filling up fast. After that, March 29th, we'll be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 5th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Miami Hyatt Regency downtown.
April 20th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center.
And also April 26th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Broward Convention Center.
Again, board members, please don't get certified by signing that ridiculous, silly, self-serving affidavit. Come learn something in a class for a few hours. I promise it's fun, educational. You're with your peers in a great environment, but they do fill up fast. Don't get shut out. And again, because now managers get 2017 legal update credits, take the class with your manager. How do they register, Karen?
It's easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for our Seminars tab.
All right. How about we go to Sandra in West Palm Beach?
Hello?
Yeah.
How are you, Sandra?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for the show.
Thank you.
Calling because in response to the man who called earlier about the HOA documents, I'm in the same community. And what's happening is the original covenants haven't been altered. And basically, they still state that we're responsible for the back, but the association is now taking care of the whole property landscape. And so trees that have been planted there, they're now trying to enforce them one by one, not with a blanket statement that everybody has to do this. They're writing threatening letters to each individual one by one, and most people are just doing it. being threatened with fines, or they're just taking them down.
Well, again, but, this is your backyard. Why can they tell you what you can plant in your backyard?
Well, I went and appealed it and went through the process of the covenants committee and then to the board. And when I laid down my nine items and showed them that it's not in my book that says that you can't do this, they were stumped. And so I still have my trees. It's been a year and a half, but they're still enforcing this same process with the whole community.
Well, for those that want
to
roll over and take it, well, if there are people
compliant.
That are going to roll over and take it, then, you know, that then they're just going to take it. But
I'm just wondering what the best process is to change this, because the people really don't want to do it. It's just being enforced.
Well, you can let the people know that it's at least my opinion that without an amendment to your governing documents that would allow the board to have control over what you can plant in your own backyard, I don't see how they have the authority to do it. Maybe a county might have the ability to do it.
Is that a big process to amend those documents?
Yeah, typically it's at least a two-thirds vote or a three-quarters vote, and apparently that didn't happen here.
Correct. So obviously, if they're not in the documents, or we didn't get copies of them, and we didn't vote,
you would have had
it,
a vote on them.
Happen.
You would have known how to change.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the
right.
bottom line. All right.
Okay. Is that something we'd need legal counsel for?
Yeah, in order to amend the documents, the smart thing always get legal counsel. As a matter of fact, there's a recent Florida Supreme Court case that says make sure your manager doesn't draft your amendments for you, because that would be considered the unauthorized practice of law. Should be done by an attorney.
Well, okay. I don't want to change them. I want to keep it the way it is.
I understand, but I'm saying it would require a change. So if that, well, if they're even going to try to attempt that change,
people need a legal counsel in order to
fight back. Yeah, I get it. To fight back against the board. Understood. Well,
Do we need legal? That's what I'm asking. Do we need legal counsel to make the board hear us?
Well, if your board is going to try to fine you, if your board is going to sue you for having trees that you believe are allowed, but they say it's not allowed, even though the documents weren't changed, yes, you probably are going to need legal counsel to fight back, or you're going to wind up defending a lawsuit on your own.
Okay, so should we call you?
Sure can. 855, the number 4 Condor Craze in the office, 855-4 Condor Craze. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Karen, back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've been talking about the inauguration and everything, but back into our condo craze and HOA's discussions. And I know a unit owner wanted to bring alcohol into the clubhouse, but the board had a rule that said no alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And the question was, you know, not only alcohol, but what do you do if you might even want to extend that into having religious practices on the community? It was a case that said, no, that can't be done. And there was a question as to whether or not, how far does that go when it comes to bringing guns into the clubhouse? And let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we come back from our break, we're going to start talking about that. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
The finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, to talk to Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, a law firm specializing in community association law.
All right, let's talk about a hot topic. So we got a new president that just took office, and this incoming administration, certainly pro-gun and no question pro-Second Amendment right to bear arms. It was certainly a huge issue in the election in November. And I'll tell you, I'm a Second Amendment guy, too. I'm a holder of a concealed weapons permit, but not a fanatic who thinks you have the right to have a gun in your name if your name is on the no-fly list or if you have a mental illness. You know, certainly there should be reasonable limitations. And that being said, some people may feel a need to bring their concealed weapon to the poker table or to the mahjong game in the clubhouse. And, you know, you'd be surprised how many times I've been asked whether or not the board has the right to make a rule that would simply prohibit guns in the common areas, including at the mahjong game or poker game.
Well, what is your take? I mean, can the board make a rule that says no guns in the clubhouse, for example?
And, yeah, I think they can. I think the board can say no guns in the clubhouse. But to reach that conclusion, we started to talk about it. But let's talk about two Florida cases, okay? First case is called Hidden Harbor Estates versus Norman, and it was decided by the 4th District Court of Appeal, which hears appeals of cases in Palm Beach County and Broward County. And this was a 1975 case, and suit was brought by a condominium owner to stop enforcement of a condominium association rule which prohibited alcohol in the clubhouse and adjacent areas.
So the unit owner wanted to bring alcohol into the clubhouse, but the board had a rule that said no alcohol.
Right, exactly. That's what the case was about. So the owner challenged the rule in court, and the District Court of Appeal held that the association could adopt a reasonable rule, and the restriction on the use of alcoholic beverages in the clubhouse was reasonable. But here's what else the court said, and this really applies now to a long line of condo cases. It says, inherent in the condominium concept is the principle that to promote the health, happiness, and peace of mind of a majority of the unit owners, since they're living in such close proximity and using facilities in common, each owner must give up a certain degree of freedom of choice, which he might otherwise enjoy in a separate, privately owned property. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, what they're telling you. This is not your private home when you move into a condo or an HOA.
Right.
And it's pretty important because, you know, gun advocates might say, wait a minute. If you look at the U.S. Supreme Court in the Heller decision a few years ago, they made it clear that a state can't prevent you from having a gun in your home for self-defense, right? But that's in your home. But here we have Florida courts saying, wait, the clubhouse is not an extension of your own home, and you're not entitled to do whatever you want in the clubhouse as if it were your own home. So, you know, by moving into an HOA or a condo, you gave up some of your rights traditionally associated with private home ownership.
You know, and this the court is saying that before you decide to move into this condo or HOA, realize that you give up your freedom when you choose to move in there, when you can't paint your house a certain color.
Right, exactly.
Your shrubs have to be a certain size. I mean, you got to adhere to what they want you to do.
Exactly. And 28 years later, they kept that going in another case called Newman versus Grandview at Emerald Hills. It's a condo case literally down the block from where I'm sitting at the moment. And it's a fourth DCA case that was decided in 2002 where condo owners brought an action for an injunction and declaratory relief against the condo association because the condo association had a rule that banned use of the common elements for religious services, right? So the case goes up on appeal, and the District Court of Appeal held that that rule, which banned religious services, it didn't unreasonably restrict an owner's right to peacefully assemble. And the court said that prohibiting the use of the common elements of a condo for those types of assembly, which can have a divisive effect on the condominium, is a reasonable restriction. And where a condominium association's regulations regarding the common elements are reasonable and not violative of any specific statutory limitation, that regulation is going to be upheld.
Just to be specific, you're saying you can have a gun in your house. You just can't have it in the clubhouse.
That's exactly right. If a board says no guns in the clubhouse, yeah, I think that's actually would pass muster.
And I remember we spoke about another case where the court said the association can prevent you from exercising your First Amendment rights and prevent you from putting out signs in front of your house supporting a candidate in an upcoming election.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So that was a Supreme Court case in Pennsylvania, I believe. That's exactly right.
So, based on these cases, the three that you talked about, alcohol can be banned from the common areas, even though alcohol is legal. So you can't have your little cosmopolitan by the pool.
Right.
Your right to practice religion can be banned from the common areas, and your right to post a sign on your property supporting a candidate. You believe a court would say the association can prevent anyone from bringing a gun into the clubhouse of the condominium.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I think it would be upheld, and because there's no specific statutory right to bring your concealed weapons onto the common areas of the condominium. You know, you have that right, like we said, you have that right in your home. But you don't have that right in the common areas, you know. Therefore, I can't see a Florida court ever deciding that there's more of a right to bring your gun into the clubhouse than there is to drink a beer or say a prayer or support a candidate. You know, I can't see a Florida court ever taking the position that the ban on weapons from the clubhouse is somehow unreasonable. So my opinion, at least my opinion, although this hasn't been ruled upon, if a board says no guns in the clubhouse, then no guns it is. And
so,
I mean, a lot of the gun advocates are not going to be happy about that.
Can you leave it locked in your car?
Can you keep it in your
car?
That's
a common area in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think you can keep it in your car. But I think, well, as a matter of fact, there's a new Florida statute, I believe, that says if your employer says no guns in the office, still can't ban you from keeping it in the car.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So on that note, how about we go to Eleanor in Boynton? How are you, Eleanor?
Hi. First of all, I'm proud to be an American, and I'm thrilled that I live in the United States.
Yay! God, I was waiting for that call. So you're proud to be a woman in the United States of America, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Wouldn't want to live any other place in the world. Eric,
Eleanor,
I have a question.
That is fantastic. So glad that a woman called in and said that today. So what do you think about the marches?
It was about time, I have to tell you. I was surprised nobody did.
Of course. What about the marches yesterday? What do you think?
What?
What's your take on the marches yesterday throughout the country?
I don't know if people really understood why they were marching.
Yeah.
I think that there were a number of organizations that put together this group that really were anti-American to begin with and not necessarily just anti-Trump. I think it's a very difficult time for Americans to understand that all of us must come together to try to work out all the problems that we do have. And unless we do that, I fear for our country.
Great phone call, Eleanor. I'm buying you a condo. No, I'm kidding. How can we help?
Eric, I have a question for you. Can an HOA bar an organization or a club from having entertainment that they claim they have to?
What do you mean that they have to?
Well, they have shows during the year, and there are clubs and organizations that would like to celebrate whatever they want and bring in entertainment. And can the HOA say no to them?
That's interesting. What is here's what we have. We have a situation where the governing documents would allow your club, right, the right to access
yes.
the common areas just like anybody else that lives there. You have probably an entertainment committee, right?
Yes.
Is there an entertainment committee?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Now, does the entertainment committee for the association somehow conflict with your private club?
It does in this case where we want to bring in entertainment, and they are saying to us, no, you can't because you're duplicating what we do, although we do not have the same entertainment per se coming in, not the same people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting case. So the question is, I guess, would the board of directors be able to make reasonable rules regarding the use of the common areas, right? It's almost like that we just spoke about, you know, bringing guns. This is different, you know, bringing entertainment. Would this be a reasonable rule and regulation made by the board to prevent you from having certain entertainers at your club activity? If they can come up with a reason as to why it relates to the health, the welfare, the safety of the other members of the community,
okay.
then perhaps. But if they can't, then no, I don't think they can. And I
okay.
think your club would be authorized to bring in whoever they want to bring in.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's what it boils down to.
I thank you very much for your information. I certainly will use it.
And I thank you for your patriotism.
Okay.
Thank you, Eleanor. All right, come on. Any other women out there that want to follow Eleanor's lead, give us a call right here in the studio. Or how about some gun advocates? Let's go the other way. Gun advocates who think I'm crazy for taking the position that the board can ban guns from the clubhouse. Give us a call. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Worn out and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day.
From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is InsureGo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. InsureGo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to the phones, Eric.
Women are calling in. All right, how about we go to Leah in Boynton?
Hi.
How are you, Leah?
I'm great. I am a woman. I am a wife. I am a mother. I am an American, and I'm very, very proud to be an American.
Oh, love Yay. That phone call. I am feeling great. Leah, thank you so much. You're a true American and a great woman. Thank you so much. All right, we got lots of people who want to do that right behind you. How about we go to Linda in Lake Worth?
Hello.
You're on.
How are you, Linda?
Hi, this is Linda from Lake Worth, and I am a woman. I'm a proud American, and I voted for Trump.
There you go. You don't think you'd have a better shake as a woman like in Saudi Arabia?
Not at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, so what do you think about the marches yesterday?
Not too happy about it. There's a way to go about doing things. And I honestly thought that the rioting was ridiculous.
Of course, that's ridiculous.
Uncalled for.
Yeah,
it's
and not womanlike at all. Certainly not representative of women in America.
And no thoughts of blowing up the White House, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
You know what? There are families that live in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, Linda. Thank you so much for the call.
I think
we got someone right behind Linda. We got Rosie in Fort Lauderdale.
Hello.
How are you, Rosie?
Yeah, hi. I am 87 years old, and I'm an American woman who remembers the old days when a woman had a very, very limited choice of what she could do, either a nurse or a teacher or a homemaker or a sales girl somewhere in the 5 and 10, or if she was lucky in Macy's. American women are the luckiest women in the world.
That is awesome. You've seen a tremendous change in women's rights in short 87 years.
I remember the old days when women were really, really frowned upon. Now they can do anything they pretty well damn want to do, and they have a choice. They can either wear a bikini or a burqa. I don't care. They have all the choices in the world.
You're right.
So you don't believe that Trump is going to keep women down, no?
No, I think he's the best thing that ever happened.
That is so great. Love
yeah,
that phone call. Rosie, thank you so much.
The deplorables were people who were voting for Trump. Well, I'm a woman, a white woman, a college grad, and I'm a deplorable because I voted for Trump.
Then I'm deplorable, too. Thank you so much for the phone call. We got somebody else behind you. How about Lenore? How are you, Lenore?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
How are you?
I'm in that pack also, and I'm a deplorable, but I'm happy to say I was part of the 30 million women that marched on November 8th and voted for Trump.
And so you have no concern that he's going to be bad to women at all. Look at the Trump Organization, loaded with women at the top.
He gives everybody a break.
So what do you think about the marchers yesterday? A lot of hot air over nothing?
I can't wrap my head around what they're being denied.
Right, exactly. Let them, like I said, grab a pen, take down the names of those countries, and start assembling those marches in countries that really need them, like Saudi Arabia. You know, the ones that Hillary took money from. Amazes me the hypocrisy, but you know what? We are out of time. Wow, was I proud of those last 2 minutes just now.
Very nice.
I'd propose to all of them had I not been already married. That was wonderful. That was really that was really great. Very, very proud of American women today. Fight back. They don't represent you. You see what's going on the TV. You look at the pictures on TV. Is that really representative of American women? I say no, absolutely not. All right, tune in next week again for Condo Craze and HOAs, Sundays at 11 a.m. Who do you think it's going to be at the end of the day, Karen? Who's going to play in the Super Bowl?
Packers, Patriots.
I agree. Packers, Patriots. Everybody have a great week. See you next Sunday.
Bye.